Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Wednesday we bring you interesting and useful news about business and personal finance. The following two articles are from the online website Yahoo Finance. Our first article, Tesla stock pops after report Musk will step back from government role in the coming weeks. Written by Pras Subramanian. Tesla stock on Wednesday reversed early losses after a report from Politico said the company's CEO Elon Musk was set to pare back his duties in the Trump administration in the coming weeks. Shares of the electric car maker had dropped as much as 4% in early trade after the company reported its worst quarter for sales in 3 years. According to Politico's Rachel Bade, President Trump has told his inner circle, including members of his cabinet, that Elon Musk will be stepping back in the coming weeks from his current role. Bade's report comes just hours before Trump is set to hold a press conference outlining his new tariff plans on what the president has dubbed Liberation Day. One senior official told Politico Musk would likely retain an informal role as an advisor to the White House. This report follows the call from some on Wall Street, most notably Wedbush's Dan Ives, a longtime Tesla bull, that Musk needed to change course and refocus his energies on the carmaker after the stock's 50% decline from its highs reached in December 2024. Earlier on Wednesday, the company reported first-quarter global deliveries that widely missed estimates as demand issues clearly hit the electric vehicle maker. For the quarter, Tesla reported 336,681 deliveries versus 390,342 estimated per Bloomberg consensus, making it the worst quarter for deliveries since the second quarter of 2022. While the changeover of Model Y lines across all four of our factories has led to the loss of several weeks of production in Q1, the ramp of the new Model Y continues to go well, Tesla said in a statement. The refreshed Model Y went on sale globally in March, with some analytics citing the changeover as a reason for depressing demand for its top-selling vehicle. Tesla also said it produced 362,615 units globally for the quarter, deployed 10.4 gigawatt hours of energy storage products, and would report first quarter earnings on Tuesday, April 22nd. Tesla sales have been stalling across most of its global territories. Earlier this week, Tesla registration data in key European regions fell in March, another sign that sales are continuing to slide in one of its key markets as Tesla's brand has also taken a hit due to the right-wing political activities of CEO Elon Musk. In France, only 3,157 Tesla EVs were registered, down 36.8% from a year ago, per official data cited by Reuters. Norway saw only 2,211 registrations, down 63.9%. Sweden's tally of 911 was only down 1%. Tesla's registrations are a close proximity for sales, which the company only reports quarterly and does not break out by region. Also in Scandinavia, usually a stronghold of EV sales, Denmark's Tesla registrations dropped to 593, down 65.6%, and the Netherlands saw 1,536, a drop of 61% compared to last year. With the current headwinds for Tesla across the industry, including protests at Tesla dealerships, violence seen at Tesla drivers around the country and Europe, and more Musk-related brand worries, this delivery number was a disaster for the bulls with continuous negativity around the Tesla brand. I've said in a note Wednesday morning, we are not going to look at these numbers with rose-colored glasses. They were a disaster on every metric. Next, living paycheck to paycheck, here are five ways to break the cycle. Written by Ivana Pino. Do you count down the days until payday, only to watch your bank account drain within hours? You're not alone. Millions of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, trapped in a cycle of stress and zero financial wiggle room. Here's a closer look at how the paycheck to paycheck cycle starts and how you can put an end to it. What does it mean to live paycheck to paycheck? Living paycheck to paycheck means that your income is just enough to cover your basic living expenses, such as rent or mortgage, utilities, groceries, transportation, and minimum debt payments, with little or no money left over for saving, investing, or discretionary spending. When you only have enough money to cover your day-to-day expenses, building long-term wealth becomes more challenging. It can also lead to a great deal of mental strife when you feel like you're barely making ends meet. How many Americans live paycheck to paycheck? According to the Bank of America Institute, around a quarter of all households are currently living paycheck to paycheck, and this situation isn't limited to those with low incomes. Anyone can fall into the paycheck to paycheck trap if their expenses are too high compared to their earnings. If you find that your paycheck doesn't last between paydays, here are a few common reasons that may be the case. Your income doesn't match your expenses. If your income isn't keeping up with higher costs for everyday goods and services, you might find it increasingly difficult to cover your groceries, housing, and other recurring bills. You've fallen victim to lifestyle inflation. This is when your spending increases along with your income. Getting a raise or a new, higher-paying job can be exciting and give you a financial boost, but earning more income can also tempt you to spend more and splurge on items you don't really need. You have expensive debt payments. The more debt you owe, the more money you put toward interest charges and monthly payments instead of your daily expenses and savings goals. 5 steps to stop living paycheck to paycheck. The first step in breaking that cycle is understanding why it's happening. Once you can pinpoint where your paycheck is going, it's time to get your financial house in order. 1. Follow a budget. Budgeting helps you see where your money is coming from and where it's going. By having a budget in place, you can create a plan for every dollar you earn and identify areas where you may be overspending. So if you haven't set up a budget, now is the time to do so. You can create a budget from scratch using Excel, or if you'd like some help, sign up for a budgeting app that can connect all of your financial accounts and automatically categorize your transactions. Once your budget is in place, review your spending to find out if you're paying too much for certain services. If so, spend some time negotiating rates with service providers, canceling the memberships and subscriptions you rarely use, and reining in your discretionary spending. 2. Pay yourself first. Paying yourself first means you prioritize saving a portion of your income before you spend money on anything else, like bills, groceries, or entertainment. If you suspect the reason you're living paycheck to paycheck is because you're an overspender or give in to impulse purchases, try incorporating this strategy. Each payday, immediately set aside a portion of your income into your savings account. Then tackle your bills. Any money left over is yours to spend on entertainment, shopping, or other non-essentials. 3. Build up your emergency fund. When an unexpected expense comes your way and money is tight, you may resort to putting it on a credit card or taking out a new loan to cover it. The trouble is that it results in a new monthly payment, continuing the paycheck to paycheck cycle. So, as you contribute to your savings account, set a goal to save up 3 to 6 months' worth of expenses. Then, if a surprise expense comes up, you can dip into your savings instead of taking on more debt. Bonus points if you put those funds in a high-yield savings account, which helps your money earn more money. 4. Pay down high-interest debt. If you have debt, especially high-interest debt like credit cards or payday loans, a good portion of your income is going toward interest charges and fees. Eliminating that debt will free up more money to put toward expenses and savings. You don't have to pay off your debts overnight, though. Focus on making extra payments toward the debt with the highest interest rate first. Once you've paid it off, you can focus your efforts on the next highest rate debt, and so on. With consistency and patience, you'll get rid of your debt and have more money to spend on the things that are most important to you. 5. Find ways to boost your income. It's easier said than done, but the most effective way to get out of the paycheck to paycheck cycle is to earn a bigger paycheck. Maybe it's a good time to negotiate your current salary and make a case for a raise at work, or look into switching to a higher paying role. You could also add a second stream of income by taking on a part-time job or side hustle. Even a few hours a week can make a big impact on your cash flow. If you want to learn more about Ayers LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Wednesday to bring you more helpful news about business and personal finance. I'm Roger Baker.